Well, in Ezekiel 17, towards the end, you read about the fate of Zedekiah. I will spread my net on him, and he shall be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon. NEV says, and will enter into judgment with him there for his sins that he has committed. The AV has, I will plead with him there for his sins that he's committed. So we know he was taken captive and his eyes were put out. And in his blindness in exile, knowing that he was going to die in exile, he was no longer king, God pleaded with Zedekiah. But actually, God had really tried with Zedekiah so hard through Jeremiah already. He had pleaded with him to surrender to the Babylonians, and yeah, Zedekiah sort of respects Jeremiah, he respects God's word through Jeremiah, but then in that final interview, Jeremiah pleads with him really to, pleads with him on God's behalf to surrender to the Babylonians and therefore to accept they had sinned and that their judgment was just, and then a lot of life would be saved and he himself would ultimately be revived. But he just won't do it. He wants to do it, but he said, oh, but what will the princes think of me? So he's so weak. And so, yep, he is taken into captivity into Babylon. But there, God doesn't give up with him. I will plead with him there, in his blindness. Well, you just marvel at the way that God was really trying with this man. I suppose because he saw that there was the possibility with the man that he might repent, because he did have this kind of sensitivity towards Jeremiah and the word of God that God spoke to him. He had not responded, ultimately, to all God's pleading, but God is going to carry on pleading with him, even after he's been judged. And there's a lesson never to give up with people. God keeps on. He is the shepherd, as is the Lord Jesus, who keeps on searching with the attitude that he's going to search until he finds the lost sheep or the lost coin. The next verse, 21, all his fugitives and all his bands shall fall by the sword. Well, this prophecy would have been written down, and it was fulfilled exactly. The accompanying soldiers, remember Zedekiah trying to run away when the city was going to fall, he tried to slip through the Babylonian lines, and he took some of his men with him. Well, they were all killed, but he wasn't. And I think that was part of God's special pleading with him, to help him see, look, with you, Zedekiah, I've got a purpose. And I really do want you to change. And again, we marvel at how God worked with this man. But it's interesting to look at all the various possibilities there'd been for Zedekiah. Because you take Jeremiah 34, verse 5, you shall die in peace and with the burnings of your fathers, God had said, and they shall lament you. Surely, God says, I have spoken this word. Well, how are we to understand you shall die in peace? In Jeremiah 19, God had said that Zedekiah's body, his carcass, was going to be displayed in shame. Well, that didn't happen. So presumably there was some degree of repentance with him. And this statement, you shall die in peace, well, peace in the Bible very often refers to peace with God. So maybe he did finally repent. Maybe all this pleading of God with him, even in the years of his blindness, did in fact elicit some level of repentance so that he died in his blindness, like Samson, in some degree at peace with God. But then you think of all the other times when God has judged Zedekiah very harshly. In Jeremiah 27 and Jeremiah 21, God has said that Zedekiah would be slain by the sword of Nebuchadnezzar when Jerusalem fell. But he wasn't slain by Nebuchadnezzar, he died in captivity. So there was a kind of openness in the way that God dealt with him. Jeremiah 21 verse 7 says that Nebuchadnezzar would not show him pity, nor have mercy, nor spare him. Well, he did spare him. His eyes were put out, but his life was spared, whereas a lot of the other leaders, were slain, including, as we've seen in Ezekiel 17, his immediate personal bodyguards. So, What are we to make of this? I think the idea is that there are various possible futures in human life. You see this really clearly with Zedekiah. You go this way, then the following game plan will happen. But if at such and such a point you are a bit repentant, well then another game plan opens up. This is a marvellous indicator of how sensitive God is to every possibility even of human repentance. And in the end, I like to think with Zedekiah that the prophecy that you shall die in peace was fulfilled, even though he was eyeless, and like Samson, eyeless in Gaza, he was in the end at peace with God, because God says, I will plead with him there, in Ezekiel 17:20 in the AV. So all God's effort to save that man eventually, I think, did work out, despite him refusing it and God's wrath being upon him because of that at various points in his life. Now, that is how God works with us. He will not give you up. He will keep on trying to bring you into his kingdom. God is not indifferent. He doesn't set out the conditions and say, well, look, if you meet them, then sure, I'll take that into big account when I judge you and we'll see how you make out and I'll give you a yes or no. He is more proactive. He is seeking to save. And this should be reflected in how we deal with people, seeking their salvation, going out to try to save them. And, okay, if they refuse at one point or their response is not as it should be, you keep on trying.